Well, turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of John, John chapter 14. This is a passage talking about the love of God on I love Jesus because. Follow along with me as I read to you the closing portion of this chapter. It's a few verses, but kind of weaves in and out of this principle of love, beginning in John chapter 14 and verse number 15, down through the end of the chapter. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it seeth him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and I will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye shall hear in me in mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father give me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence." Interwoven in these verses that I've just read is many of the comments and thoughts that you all expressed in different ways or capacities. The idea of what Jesus means to you, how Jesus met your need, how he came to you, how he sustained you, how he supplies for you, how Jesus has filled that void, how his hand is not shortened, how he is ever present, a help in a time of need, a peace that he provides in the presence that he has for you. And, you know, I just want to talk for a couple of minutes about this idea, I love Jesus because, and the statement was made more than once, I love him because he first loved me. John chapter 4, verse number 19 says that we love him because he first loved us. There's something almost unfathomable, in fact, immeasurable, the idea that God, the creator of the universe, the giver of life, the sustainer of life, this God loves me as an individual. He loves you. It's amazing that he loves us so, not just with a love that even we can understand or comprehend, but as some of you expressed, he has an immeasurable love. He has a love that is perfect in its nature, a love that can hardly be understood. It's matchless in its grace and immeasurable in its multitude. The songwriter said, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song, the love of God. Just before the service tonight, I was speaking with one of the members about how one of their family felt they had done too much sin. They had done too much wrong. Their life was so racked with sin, they said it's beyond God's ability to forgive. But the grace of God reached into their heart, and the love of God shone bright, and they felt and knew the forgiveness of God even for their sin. God's love reaches down to the lowest hell. Can I remind you today that God loved you when you were unlovable? Before you made any changes, before you are what the grace of God has made you today, and while you were yet sinner, Christ died for you. He loved you when you had not even given him any thought. He gave his life a ransom for me, you know, without any promise that I would love him back. He gave his life for me without any commitment on my part that I would love him. This is the kind of love that just is hard to even understand, because even our relationships are based so much on quid pro quo. But Christ loved us without any promise of our love. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Before I ever thought about God, God loved me. Before my mom and dad ever took the time to teach me the song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, God loved me. Before they ever had the opportunity to share with me of the love of Christ in his word, God loved me. Before I even had the wherewithal to understand his love, he loved me. It was also expressed tonight that it's an amazing thing. Not only did he love me first, but he still loves me. He still loves me. I mean, that's amazing. You think about and consider the fact, okay, we know about the love of Christ, and okay, we've come to him, and we've given our lives to him, and trusted him as our Lord and Savior. Amen. But how many times since that time have we failed him? How many times since that day, since our understanding of that truth was real in our lives, and yet we've come short, and yet he still loves us? What an amazing love. Boy, if we would put this type of love into practice in our lives, wow. There's never been a time in my life when he didn't love me. After I learned of his love and accepted his forgiveness, and yet I wandered far from home, he still loved me. When I forgot about his love and thought only of myself, he still loved me. When I neglected his house and disregarded his commands and lived only for my own benefit, he still loved me. I'm so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he's given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me whenever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms I would flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. Oh, if there's only one song I could sing, when in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I love Him because He first loved me. I want you to understand, beloved, that love that the Bible talks about is a decision. It's a choice that we make. It's not the idea that this world portrays of this something that happens to you on the inside that's an emotional moving that you have no control over and all of a sudden you just fell in love with somebody. What the Bible talks about is a love that you choose to have for God. It is a choice. Matthew 22, verse 37 and 38 says, Jesus saith unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. You see, beloved, it's not something that you're waiting for this emotional thing to come over you where all of a sudden you just feel that love of God. Beloved, it's a decision that we make because of what He's done for us. You recognize, acknowledge that, and understand I'm commanded to love Him first and foremost. Therefore, I need to make decisions that line up with that love, that display and show that love. It is a commandment. Our love for God should be full and complete. Matthew 10:37 says, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Our love for God because of His love for me and what He's done for me should be complete. It should be foremost. It should be first in our life. That is the kind of love we're to have, and it's a decision that we make. And I want you to know, beloved, that the proof of that love is what we read about in John. You see, to verbalize your love is one thing, but to visualize it by your actions is where real truth is seen. In Judges chapter 16, verse number 15, He says, and He said unto him, how, you know this story, Samson and Delilah? That's what happens in Judges. You remember how she was trying to trick him? She's trying to deceive him to find out what his strength is. And she asked the question. She said, how canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Now she was talking to Samson. But is our Heavenly Father talking to us? Is He saying, how canst thou say, I love Jesus because when our heart is far from Him? When we haven't made the conscious decision to have our heart in tune with God. The reason men want their own way instead of God's way is because they love themselves, not God. I know we say that we love God, but is what we're doing lining up with that? You know, Solomon loved God. Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 3, he says, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Solomon loved God at the beginning of his reign. But you know what happened? He got his heart turned away, the scripture says. He had these wives and concubines that the scripture says turned his heart away from God. And sometimes the world turns our heart. We might not even realize how far it's turned. But I hope that tonight, just the idea or the thoughts driven home to you, we talked about how much we love God. Boy, we love God. I love Jesus because, and all of these sentiments and thoughts are true. But beloved, it's easy to verbalize. It's another thing to visualize. It's another thing to do it. He said in John 14 that we read, if you love me, keep my commandments. In John 14, 21, he said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. This is really not left to any other interpretation. In verse number 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. I want you to know that over time, you may lose your love for God and you may drift from him. But praise him that you can come back to him at any moment. At any moment. You might realize you're not doing what you know God wants you to do. You might find that you, like the church in Revelation, that you've left your first love. You've left your first love. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Solomon loved God, but you know that his heart was turned away. You know, the man of God can stand in the pulpit. He can get up here and he can preach as hard, as straight, as long. He can preach till he is hoarse, till his voice is gone. But that won't change you. You know what changes you? Your love for God. It's your love for God that says, this is what I need. I need to make this adjustment. I need to do this for God. And it's not because the man of God stood up here and preached it in such a perfect way or delivered. No, it's because the Spirit of God communed with your spirit and directed you and said, this is what God wants. And your love constraineth you, the Bible says. The love of Christ constrains me. It pulls me. It forces me to make these decisions for Christ. You know, you love God and do His will, you'll grow. There's a compounding effect that happens. As you love God and make decisions for Him and do what's right, you begin to grow and you begin to love God more and you make more decisions that are right and you begin to grow. And it's just a compounding effect that goes that direction, and it seems like it gets greater and greater and stronger, but the opposite is true as well. When you don't respond to God and you're not motivated by His love and you start to drift away from Him, you begin to wonder, what's the big deal about the love of God? What's the reason for that? And you begin to drift and you get further and further and further away. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You're everything to me. I thank you, Lord, for all you've done. I don't deserve your love. When I was lost, you saw my need and left your home above. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because of Calvary. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You're everything to me. You proved your love on Calvary. You bore my sin and shame. I'll live for you through all my days. I'll praise your holy name. I know that's the heart desire of all of us. But sometimes we drift. Sometimes our love and our passion for Christ might wane. We know that His love is true to us. But have we drifted from our love for Him? Have we maybe allowed ourselves to, have we left our first love? If you turn to Revelation chapter number 2, it is in verse number 5 that He tells us here what to do. In Revelation chapter 5, he says, Revelation chapter 2, verse number 5. It's verse number 4. He says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." The question tonight, have you left your love? Your love for Christ and all he's meant to you? Well, here's what you need to do about it. Verse number 5, he says, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Repent and repeat." He says, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I would come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick." You need to remember, repent, and repeat. Remember from whence thou art fallen. Remember what God has done, how he saved your soul. Repent of your drifting and how you've drifted and wandered far from God. And then do the first works. Brother Greg, when he started out, he said, "When I start finding problems in my life, I start seeing these things happening in my life, I realize, man, I haven't been reading like I should. I haven't been in the book like I should be." Repeat. Go back to the first things. Go back and do the things that you know God wants you to do. And that love will start to grow again. We love Jesus because he first loved us. And I hope your love is visible for people to see.